news about the Matthew Perry investigation. What's the latest, Dean?
Yeah, the doctor that gave him prescriptions of the surgical anesthetic ketamine has pleaded guilty to conspire to distribute the drug as part of a plea deal. He said that the doctor said that he has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors who are pursuing more serious charges against another doctor and a drug dealer known as the Ketamine Queen. Medical examiner ruled that ketamine was the primary cause of Matthew Perry's death. The doctor remains free on bond until he is sentenced on April the 2nd.
And now we have information on the John Emis cause of death. What is the report?
Yeah, this came out from medical officials yesterday. The death certificate reveals that John Emis died actually on August 21st. It gets complicated of why they waited so long to announce the death, but the official cause of death on the death certificate was congestive heart failure. He was 84 years old. But his daughter, whose name is Shannon, said she didn't even know that her father had died until she learned about it, hearing it on television. She had to hear it that her dad died on media reports. His son, KC, didn't announce the news just until this week, from August the 21st. And John Emis had talked about possible elder abuse. He had talked about how his kids don't get along. He was concerned about his own health at the time. So I have a feeling that this is going to become a really messy, post-mortem kind of deal. The daughter, Shannon, says this should be a time that we're honoring and celebrating his life. Instead, we're struggling to navigate the wave of emotions and uncertainty surrounding his passing. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that when somebody dies and the families don't get along and things start getting ugly over money and so forth. So
it happens too often. Another musical act is cashing in. How much money is Pink Floyd going to be getting?
They are talk about money. They are getting $400 million for their entire music catalog, and also the use of their likenesses, the name Pink Floyd and their licenses. This is all being sold to Sony Music. So, you start hearing Pink Floyd music in commercials and, who knows where it's going to wind up now.
Yep.
If Victory Auto Records was still open, I'm sure we would be using it.
if you had the money. Yeah.
Somehow, right. Right. That old car may be worth $400 million. Sony Music, though, has spent more than $1 billion so far on music catalogs from people like Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, Queen, and others over the past few years. It's extremely lucrative to own all of that and then lease it out, basically, for commercials and movies and things like that.
And they have it forever, or do they?
I believe the terms of that is, once you buy it, you buy it.
You own it.
It's yours. Yeah.
Stevie Nicks is going to be on a Christmas album that probably will make a lot of money. Tell us about this.
Yeah. Fortunately, it's going to be a lot of money for a charity. But on Instagram yesterday, Jason Kelce, not Travis Kelce, but the brother Jason Kelce, the one who has retired from the NFL, posted a picture of him and Stevie Nicks saying, "The crossover we didn't know we needed, coming to a Christmas album near you." And it has now been confirmed that Stevie Nicks will appear on Jason Kelce's annual Christmas album that he puts out. This will be the third year in a row that he has done it. He puts out an album called A Philly Special Christmas Party, and all the money goes to Philadelphia charities. This year's album will also feature Boys to Men, But apparently the Kelce brothers said in their podcast that this has been in the works for quite a while. It's because of Taylor Swift's friendship with Stevie Nicks that the Kelce brothers were able to make this connection and have her appear on the album. It's supposed to be out on November the 25th. I can't believe it. Something Christmassy waiting until after Thanksgiving.
How about that?
It's amazing.
That never happens anymore. And, Dean, you have some news about the one of the Saturday Night Live Weekend Update anchors. Tell us.
Michael Che has been co-hosting Weekend Update with Colin Jost for 10 years now, believe it or not. Can't believe so many years have flown by so fast.
Yeah.
But he is also working on a different kind of late-night show right now. He is working on a possible late-night TV talk show, because we don't have enough of those already. it's going to be a show that tentatively he is calling Don't Sleep... ... with Michael Che. He has been doing practice shows at the City Winery in Manhattan since August, but he's saying right now it's too early to know if this is going to become anything. In an interview, he said, I have no idea where this goes, but maybe NBC will put it on the air at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe.
They've done that many times before as well.
Let's get to the marriage report from the Stranger Things show.
Yeah, this is kind of unusual, kind of sweet, really. Last June, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, adorable, got married to Jake Bon Jovi, who is a model and an actor and also happens to be the son of the rocker, John Bon Jovi. They got married in a very low-key ceremony last June, and like what a lot of people do, they get married small and then have a big party later on. Yesterday on Instagram, they posted a bunch of pictures from a much bigger, much more traditional celebration that they had in Via Centenale, Italy. The pictures are absolutely gorgeous. The bride is absolutely gorgeous. She wore four different designer dresses for the ceremony. A lot of people don't know that Bob does a wardrobe change every hour of the show.
Yeah, unlike Cher.
Yeah, as well, just to keep it fresh. The groom wore a Tom Ford tuxedo, very handsome. And then, I love this, slipped into a Banana Republic version of a tux for the reception. You don't want to spill anything on the Tom Ford.
Of course,
so
yeah.
Why not go with something a little more reasonable for after that? But if you want to see it, People Magazine's got all the wedding photos. We posted some this morning as well.
Big date tomorrow, right? The new Joker movie premieres.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking forward to it. And I'm going to give you the full review on this tomorrow. Because, as I've already told you, when I interviewed the two stars, Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, last week, I saw the movie, and a huge fan of the original Joker movie from 2019. This one is a musical, and I'm still kind of working out on my head a little bit whether I think it works or not, or, you know, if it's too weird. I'll tell you tomorrow for sure. But it's definitely one of the things that we talked about with the two leads of this movie, Lady Gaga and also Joaquin Phoenix, who not only talked about the singing in the movie, but the dancing, tap dancing in particular, that he had to do.
For some reason, very early on, I talked to Todd about tap dancing. It was something I thought like it would be a new, interesting part of the character to explore. And so I was like, yeah, I did it when I was younger. So, you know, let's just throw some tap shoes on and hit it. And then the difference between like being 8 and 48 is substantial. And it was much more difficult than I'd anticipated. When I was on set and Stephanie was actually performing, and by the second take, her fingers were bleeding, and I could see the veins in her neck when she was singing, and so I was like, well, I've got to like really like give it my all here, and I did like one take, and I was like, that's it, I'm done.
You know, that moment's like at the height of their romance with each other, so... You know, I thought it was really cool seeing Joker do something very traditional in this kind of, like, wild way. Mm-hmm. I thought you did a good job.
Thank you.
Music to Arthur was a way to express himself. What does music mean to you in your own life? I mean, is that... Does it have a relevance?
We
like
don't
that?
Allow music in our home. Yeah. Like my kids start singing, I go,
arts?
No. Yeah. There's no singing in this house. Okay, we don't believe in music.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. Full censorship. That's my approach to music in my own life.
Is there a deeply profound place for music though in your life?
Just really
maybe a better
you're
way
really,
to answer.
You're really going
ask
at
the
this.
Question.
I'm gonna be serious. You know, me and my siblings, we used to sing together, and we would sing on the streets not too far from here in Westwood when I was a kid. I was like 8 years old. So my sister is a really accomplished pianist. My other sister has a band. So it's funny because I'm kind of like the least musical of everybody in the family. But it was... Yeah, it's fine. You're making me think about that. I hadn't even thought of it, but I guess it really has been a big part of my life.
Yeah, of course it is. His brother also, who passed away, River Phoenix, the actor, also was a musician, so he does come from a very musical family. This movie is very, very musical, very different from the first movie, I'll tell you that much right now. But I'll give you the full review and... I'm trying to figure out some polite ways to say how I feel.
Go ahead and be mean.
I don't want to be mean to anybody.
Does Joaquin Phoenix does he sing in the movie?
Yes.
Too?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
Duets, solos.
I don't know about this
tap
either.
Dancing.
You know how I feel about musical theater.
Oh, that's right. Oh boy. Oh,
and my
boy.
Wife is going to want to see this movie too, so yeah. I'll pay attention.
I better set some dates aside to take her.
What you have to say tomorrow? Yeah. Thank you, Dean.